UNCTAD says the $2 trillion figure represents a failed promise to assist developing countries. Rich nations had set the target of devoting 0.7% of gross national income towards overseas aid back in 2002. So far, only six countries have achieved this goal. Joachim Reiter is the Deputy Secretary General of UNCTAD, the UN Conference on Trade and Development.
We have actually also calculated, if I can call it, the accumulated debt from rich countries in terms of their failed fulfillment or the failed delivery on their promise of overseas development assistance, i.e. aid. And we have calculated that the cumulative shortfall amounts to some $2 trillion today. This is, of course, money that would have made a massive difference for developing countries on their journey of eradicating poverty and to meet the sustainable development goals.
The UNCTAD report will serve as the benchmark for measuring progress on attaining the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs. The 17 goals seek to transform the world by eradicating extreme poverty and promoting prosperity while also protecting the planet. The UN agency says meeting the goals by the 2030 deadline will require serious finance. Once again, here's Joachim Reiter speaking about the aid shortfall.
It is even more shocking considering that $2.5 trillion in annual investment is needed to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals in developing countries. So we're talking about a very significant shortfall by the failure to live up to the commitment to provide 0.7% assistance from traditional donors.
The report was launched as UNCTAD holds its latest session currently underway in the Kenyan capital. Dr. Mukisa Kituyi is the UNCTAD chief.
We as an organization pride ourselves by our ability to be ahead of the curve. The fact that this is internationally the first statistical publication anywhere in the UN system on benchmarking SDG implementation is very, very much consistent with what we like to practice.
The report reveals that there are major gaps in data globally, including on information related to cooperation between developing countries. While this South-South cooperation, as it is known, has rapidly increased over the past two decades, UNCTAD says the knowledge gap is an obstacle to any further scale-up. Deanne Penn, United Nations.